We have a visitor here with us today. He's come all the way from Canaan to tell us a bit of his story. Here he comes now.
I had 11 brothers. My parents called me Joe. I lived with them in Canaan many years ago. Our house was never empty. Still, I felt alone. My brothers seemed to hate me. When I spoke, they'd groan. The trouble was that Father had always loved me best and showed it with a gift that made me stand out from the rest. It was a many-coloured coat with fine thread it was sewed. But every time I wore it, my brothers called me Toad. Then, one night, I dreamt that I was working on our farm, working with my brothers, bringing sheaves into our barn. And suddenly, the sheaf that I was binding up with twine rose upright, whilst my brothers' sheaves all bowed down to mine. I found this dream so startling, I sat up straight in bed and shared it with my brothers. "You creepy toad," they said, "never in a million years will we bow down to you. That's the last thing in this world that we would ever do." Soon, I had a second dream that made me shout with glee. 11 stars, the sun and moon all bowed down to me. The sun, it was my father. The moon, it was my mum. The stars, they were my brothers. And they bowed down, everyone. I found this dream so brilliant, I cried, "Guess what I dreamt?" And when my family heard it, they knew just what it meant. My brothers raged, and even Dad could not share my delight.
"Me? Bow down to you?" he said. "I don't think that is right."
After that, my family seemed to go from bad to worse. Each time my brothers saw me, they'd stamp and spit and curse. They'd mutter and they'd threaten. They'd try to make me bow. But I was strengthened by those dreams in which I'd seen them bow. For deep down in my soul, I knew that though my dreams seemed odd, they weren't imagination. They come to me from God. So though my brothers clearly wished to tear me limb from limb, I trusted God would change their hearts, and I bowed down to Him.